Thank you.
See, you're putting us on, sure.
This is William Hairwagon, chair, recently elected chair of the Pacifica National Board Audit Committee, and we're starting the May 26, 2016 meeting. It is now 8:53 Eastern Time, and I'll call the roll if I can find it, and I then I'll get my agenda up in front of me if I can. let's see. So for the roll, roll call is Sasha Futin.
Here.
Thank you. Janet Coburn.
Present.
Thank you. Margie Wilkinson.
She has to be excused.
Okay, thank you. Grace Aaron.
Here.
Thank you. Wesley Bethune.
Here.
Oh, wait a minute. I missed Jonathan Alexander. Don't hear anything. Dorothy Reich. Don't hear anything. Myla Reeson. Don't hear anything. Wesley Bethune.
Here.
Thank you. Venetia Patel Adams.
I'm in attendance.
Venetia's here. Nancy Sabara Narutomi.
Present. Nancy, present.
Thank you. Deb Shafto. You don't hear anything. William Hairwagon, that's me. I'm here. Frank Lefevre.
Presente.
Okay, thank you. And Ron Pinchback.
Here.
Here, thank you. And Nancy Sorden.
Here.
Thank you. 4, 7, 10 out of 15 present. We have quorum. And now let me see if I could find my agenda. Let's see. We did the...
did you have a hidden agenda?
Yes, I had my agenda hidden behind another my Yahoo screen. Okay, now I have it. The number two was a roll call. Number three on my draft agenda was just to announce that the election results, I was elected chair. I think it was 8-3. I'm sure you all got emails. Then our next item is the election of a pro tem secretary. Is can we get someone to be a secretary for this meeting? We didn't have anybody that wanted to do it permanently.
This is Nancy from KPFT. I'll do for this time.
Okay, great. So you'll be the Nancy Sibara Narutomi will be the secretary pro tem. And maybe we'll
Janet,
move to the next meeting.
Point of order.
This meeting. Go ahead. Point of order.
Well, I'm... You have election of pro tem, but it sounds
okay.
Like it's an appointment, which
so
I think you can do.
Does anybody else want to nominate anybody to be secretary pro tem? That's twice. No, that's once. Anybody else want to nominate anybody? Any other nominations? Okay, so nominations are closed, and Nancy... Sibara Narutomi has accepted, and if there's any objections to Nancy Sibara Narutomi being the secretary pro tem. Hearing none, and Nancy is the pro tem secretary. Thank you, Nancy. Okay, now we have minutes approval. I put agenda approval after minutes approval. Everybody thinks we should do agenda approval first. I'd go for that. But the agenda that I sent out has minutes approval next, and I believe you have all received the three that I sent out when I was doing it for March 22, April 4, and April 6. And Grace Aaron sent out hers for May 2. So let's try. Anybody want to move to accept the minutes of any or all of those?
Janet, point of order.
Okay. What is your point of order?
Sorry. So this is an open session, and some of the minutes that were
these are all open session minutes. The executive session.
Oh, okay.
mentioned here. Or, I mean, you couldn't tell that.
Wait,
but
may I finish?
Sure.
So that all I wanted to say was that executive session minutes would need to be approved in an executive session.
Yes, that's correct.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Anybody wish to move to approve any or all of these minutes?
Sasha moves to approve all of them.
Okay.
Janet, point of information.
Okay. Yes, what is your point of information?
So I'm not sure if I have the minute in front of me that Grace produced, but I vaguely remember that there were some documents that were attached that were confidential documents. So could those be sent again, or those draft minutes?
And I'll just add, this is William, that you, Janet, wrote an email pointing out that discussions are not to be included according to Robert's rule that you quoted to the May 2nd.
That's not what this point was about.
Oh, I'm saying also you did that.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Would anybody want to move to divide and do them separately?
So moved. Janet.
Any objections? Well, I don't think... No, that has to be considered done, right? Once it's requested, that's done. Okay, so let's start with the first one. March 22. Anybody want to... we had a motion to approve, so now we're just doing it, but one at a time. March 22. Anybody have any objections to the March 22 minutes?
Point of information, I don't know.
Yes.
I don't feel really familiar with any of these minutes well enough to approve or disapprove. So if I abstain, how does that figure in the grand scheme of things?
Well, I would think if somebody we could do it, but I have heard on some committees where people insist on having a vote so they can abstain. So I don't know that I would be against that. But my feeling is that if you're not going to vote no, then if there's no objection, then it's acceptable to me. But I'll leave that up to the committee if they want to think that we need to vote. Anybody think we need to vote if somebody wants to abstain? Hearing no such... indication.
Point of information question. I don't know if there's any protocol for this, but could people state whether they have read any of these or not? I don't know how many people have actually read any of these.
I think that's immaterial. If somebody wants to approve something they haven't read, that's on there.
Ron Pinchback.
Yes,
I have not read all the minutes. I would choose to abstain because of that ignorance, and but you know, only because, like I said, I haven't read that. Now that I have any
abstain, also.
Okay.
I would. I'll suggest then that we take a vote. Nancy, are you prepared to take a vote on the 8 March 22 minutes? Or you? Want
yes.
me to do it, and you'll record it and write it down? I mean, you'll get it later?
You want me to do roll call vote, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you prepared to do that? Okay.
Yes. Okay. This is for the March
22 minutes.
22 minutes. Okay. Sasha Futran.
Yes.
Yes. Janet Coburn.
Yes.
Janet, yes. Grace Aaron.
Abstain.
Grace Aaron, abstain. What, Jonathan Alexander, not here. Dorothy Rake, not here. Myla Reason, not here. Wesley Bethune.
Yes.
Wesley, yes. Venetia Patel.
Venetia Patel, we're voting on the March 22 minutes to approve.
I abstain.
Venetia abstains. Okay. Nancy Sabert, myself. I will say yes. And William Heerwagon?
Yes.
William, yes. Frank with fever. Frank is abstaining, right, Frank?
Well.
Frank, how do you vote? Hello, Frank? I don't hear Frank. Okay.
Let's try to chime again later.
Okay, Ron Pinchback.
Abstain.
Abstain? Okay, Ron abstains. And Nancy Sorden?
Abstain.
Nancy Sorden abstains. Okay. There's no Deb Shafto. She's absent. So we have, let me see. Sasha. Yes, Sasha. Yes. Janet. Wesley. William. William. Nancy. So the five yes. And abstentions are one. Nancy Sorden, Ron Pinchback, Venetia Patel, and Grace Aaron. So that's one, two, three, four. Four abstentions. Four abstentions.
Frank Lefevre abstained.
Okay. Frank Lefevre abstained. So that makes five abstentions and five yes and no no's. So the,
okay. Thank you.
Janet, point of information.
Yes, Janet.
So would somebody please forward me or the committee the draft minutes that Grace Aaron had sent out? I can't find them.
Yeah, they were sent out on May 17th, but I'll send them to you again.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Grace. Okay, now we're going to...
Does anyone else want them? No.
Yeah, Sasha, I don't remember.
I found them. Sorry, thank you.
Okay.
So you're not going to send them, or did I hear Sasha say she wants them?
Sasha wants them. I'll send them to her.
Thanks.
Okay.
There you go.
Thank you. And then we have the next...
Send them also to Ron Pinchback. Sorry to interrupt, but send them to me also, please.
Well, I think most people abstaining, my impression was because they hadn't seen them or didn't remember seeing them, so properly they should all get it.
Yeah, I think that's why.
Janet, point of order.
Yes, Janet.
So I think that the idea is that people don't speak unless they're recognized by the chair.
That would be a nice thing. Does anybody else, this is William, does anybody else want to get those minutes for May 2nd from Grace? I think, was it Ron, were you asking for that?
Yes.
Okay. And Frank Lefevre, did you want him?
Yes.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay, so Grace, you can send that to those few people. Appreciate
okay.
it.
Okay. So, Ron Pinchback and
Fever and Futrin.
I got
and who?
That.
I sent it to, yeah, okay.
I got it.
Thank you. Okay, now we'll move on to the next set of open session minutes, which are for April 4th, 2016. Does anybody think we need to vote? Anybody have any objections, changes?
Excuse me, Frank Lefevre.
Yes.
I have the same problem with April 4th.
Okay. Let's take a vote.
Or just to save time, I have the same problem with April 4th, April 6th, and May 2nd.
Point of order, Janet.
Yes, Janet.
Sorry. I mean, I think we need a motion to... approve, and I so move, but rather
we had a motion and it was divided. We had a motion to approve all four sets of minutes, then it was divided, so now we're just going one by one.
Okay, sorry. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. April 4th, Nancy Sabarin-Aratomi, could you take a vote on April 4th, 2016, open session minutes?
Okay. Sasha Futran.
Approved.
Approved. Okay, yes. All right. Janet Coburn.
Yes.
Yes. Janet, yes. Grace Aaron.
Abstain.
Abstain. Grace, abstain. Let's see. Jonathan Alexander, cannot hear you. Dorothy Ray, cannot hear you. Myla Reason, cannot hear you. Wesley Bethune. Wesley, cannot hear you. Venetia Patel. Venetia Patel, cannot hear you.
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay. Venetia, abstain. Myself, Nancy. Yes. Nancy votes yes. All right. William Heerwagen?
Yes.
William votes yes. Frank Lefevre?
Abstain.
Abstain. Frank abstains. Okay. Ron Pinchback?
Abstain.
Ron abstains. Okay. Nancy Sorden? Nancy Sorden. Nancy abstains. Okay. I'm going to go back. Wesley Bethune?
Yes.
Yes. Wesley votes yes. Okay. Yes is Sasha, Janet, Wesley, Nancy, Cyberknight, Tommy, William Heerwagen. So that's five yes. And abstentions are Grace, Venetia, Frank, and Ron, and Nancy Sorden. So five to five again. Five yes and five abstentions. Motion passed.
And zero no's. Okay. Now we're going to April 6, 2016, open session minutes. Nancy, could you call the roll?
Okay. Are there any objections? Okay, I'll call the roll. I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
April, wait a minute. What is
six.
It? April 6th? Okay, April 6th minutes. Sasha Futran.
Yes.
Yes. Sasha votes yes. Janet Coburn.
Yes.
Janet votes yes. Grace Aaron.
What is that? Is that the minutes for the, I'm sorry, I lost my place.
Yes, April 6th minutes.
Okay, I abstain.
Grace abstains. Okay. Jonathan Alexander is not here. Dorothy Rake is not here. Milo Reason is not here. Wesley Bethune, April 6th minutes.
Yes.
Yes. Wesley votes yes. Okay. Venetia Patel?
Abstain.
Abstain. Venetia abstains. Nancy Sabar and I, Tony, myself, I vote yes. And William Heerwagen?
Yes.
William votes yes. And Frank Lefevre?
Abstain.
Frank abstains. And Ron Pinchback?
Abstain.
Ron abstains. Nancy Sorden?
Abstain.
Sorden abstains. So we have yeses is Sasha, Janet, Wesley, myself, and William, that's five. And abstentions are Grace, Venetia, Frank, Ron, and Nancy. So five yes and five abstentions. It passes.
Okay. Thank you. So that passes.
And no no's.
Correct. Thank you. And then we have the May 2 minutes. And any discussion or objections?
Janet. Can we just ask? Go ahead.
Janet, you had something to say?
I just want to apologize to Grace. I think I was saying that there were some documents attached. That's not the case. I'm thinking of somebody else posted something. So I apologize. And I will vote in favor of approving them.
Okay.
Okay.
Does anybody
Thank you.
Anybody else have any comments or objections on the minutes of May 2, 2016 open session? Okay, are there any objections or people that want to abstain for May 2 minutes? Okay, I don't hear anybody say they wanted to abstain or object, so we'll say that...
Nancy Sorden, abstention.
Okay, so Nancy Sabaranakami, could you call the roll on May 2 minutes?
May 2nd, okay. Sasha Futran.
Yes.
Sasha votes yes. Janet Coburn.
Yes.
Janet votes yes. Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Grace votes yes. Wesley Bethune.
Yes.
Wesley votes yes. Jonathan Alexander out. Dorothy Rayek is out. And Myla Reason is out. And Venetia Patel.
Abstains?
Okay. Venetia abstains. Nancy Sabaranadi Tomi, myself. Yes, I vote yes. We got William Heerwagon.
Yes.
Votes yes. William votes yes. Frank Lefever.
Yes.
Frank votes yes. Ron Pinchback.
Abstain.
Ron abstain. Okay. Nancy Sorden.
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay. So the yeses is Sasha, Janet, Grace, Wesley, myself, William, Frank, seven yes. And somebody.
Thank you for stopping her. Dialed in. This is great.
Can you figure out who's doing that?
Okay, there's 11 people on the call, so it is 10 of us. So either somebody else joined or just...
Point of information, who's doing that?
I don't have access to who's on there, who's on the call, but there's 11 people on the call. We have 10 committee members on the call. So that could be an additional person, or it could be the streamer listening in. Streamer, are you... Otis? I think somebody's called in and wants to just do that. Okay, let's try to move on. We're going to start new noises. The next item is the agenda approval, which probably should have been before minutes approval, but we have agenda approval. Does anybody like to move to approve the agenda?
Sasha, I'll move to approve the agenda.
Okay, thank you. Is there any discussion on the agenda?
Janet.
Okay. Here's the floor.
The item number 8, discussion of management letters, I believe that would need to be done in executive session.
That's exactly what I had in mind discussing, because it was on that open meeting, and you had it postponed, and I just left it on there because for the trail, but it does belong in executive session. Yes, you're right.
Thank you. So I move that that item either be removed from the open session, or I don't know whether we could go into executive session at some point tonight to discuss that. But
I would recommend.
May I finish?
Sure.
But if we do, I would recommend we move it to the end right before we adjourn. Or right after we adjourn the open session, sorry.
I would like to be able to give notice that we're going to have an event, even though it's not an election.
Yeah, and may I be called?
You can have the floor, Frank. Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm thinking, since there seems to be an unknown person who has access to the code, if we went into executive session, we'd have to change the call-in code and the whole works and so on, and hope that this person doesn't have access to the new code.
Janet, may I respond?
Yes, you may.
There is no additional, that there are 10 people on the call who are committee members plus the streamer. There's nobody else who is on the call to do that. I mean, to do that beeping.
Sasha, with a question. How do you know that?
Because that's how, may I share?
Yes.
Well, that's how the system works, except, I mean, what should be done is to call the roll again to make sure that that there are indeed 10 committee members present on the call,
Can I be recognized?
Okay, Frank, go ahead.
I think quite obviously if there is somebody else who has managed to call in, the person is perfectly capable of not responding to the roll call.
Then there would only be 9.
We've had 10 votes on all the votes. So, and this is
just, well, excuse me, point of information. How do we know for sure that there are only 10 people on the line?
That was my question.
Yes.
Janet.
Go ahead, Janet.
I'm on the line, but I am in the quorum.
May I?
For a few minutes.
I'm sorry. I was out of the floor.
Janet,
I move that we have a quorum call.
Which means what?
A roll call.
We just did 4 votes, and 10 people answered the votes.
Okay.
Sorry.
This is Grace. Okay. I'm on the call, but I have to be, I'm kind of halfway listening, but I have to do something for a few minutes. I'll stay on, but I'm not paying much attention. But I'll be back on with full attention in a few minutes or so.
So this is Sasha with a question again. If somebody could please tell me how you can Janet, how do you technically see that there are 10 people and that they are all committee members? Because I'm unable to see that, and I'd like to be able to see it. So how are you seeing that?
This is the chair. I'd like to answer.
May I, Chair? May I answer?
Well, you avoided answering before, but go ahead.
Well, I mean, we know how many people are on the call, and we can do a roll call.
Supposing I gave the number out to 3 of my neighbors, do you see them calling in? They're not going to answer a roll call because they're not going to call Joe Smith.
Janet, may I respond?
Yes.
If there were 3 people who were calling in addition to the committee members, the loop up, which you can tell, you can dial a code to determine how many callers are on the call.
That's what I was asking.
If three people, and I have done it, and I think William has,
yes,
during this
the
meeting.
Code is,
and if three additional people called in, it would show, instead of 11 people, it would show 4. It would say 14 people, and it's not doing that.
That's what I asked. Was how do you know? Now I.
Thank you, Janet.
Thank
it's
you.
Pound 4. I don't know why you think that's a secret. Pound 4 will tell you how many people are on the call.
Are you?
Okay, so we had a situation with We approve the agenda. Pound, pound forward gives you the count and then puts you back in the call automatically.
Ron Pinchback.
Yes, Ron.
Listen, we have experienced this type of disruption in our regular PNB meetings. Now, unfortunately, it may be 10 members, but it sounds to me like one of amongst us 10 is engaging in this disruption. If it occurs again, I move that we reschedule this meeting with appropriate safeguards, because you know nobody on this call has time to waste.
Janet.
Okay, go ahead, Janet. We are done, Ron.
Well, when this kind of issue did happen during PNB meetings, what we did up to this day was, instead of sending out a code for members to call in, that the members were called.
That's right.
So that could be an option.
That seems to have solved the problem.
Right.
Okay, this is the chair, this is William. I'd say we end this conversation. We take into consideration what Ron said if it happens again. And now I'd like to continue the meeting. And hope that disruption doesn't happen again. On the approving the agenda, I liked what Janet said first, taking item number eight, and moving it to executive session. If Janet, you want to make that a motion?
Yes, I move that item 8 be discussed in executive session. So I can say that, but then when would that executive session happen? Would it happen tonight or another time? That's another question.
Number 10 is to schedule an executive session, so we'll find out then. So does anybody have any objection to saying that number 8 will be an executive session?
Point of information, you mean executive session at this later date, or?
Whatever date we pick for an executive session, yes. But we will not discuss number 8 in open session.
Right.
That's the thrust of the motion. We will not discuss number 8 in open session.
Yes, that wasn't the information that I wanted. Is it understood that this executive session would be not tonight, but some later date?
Number 10 will decide. When we get to number 10, that will decide it.
Okay.
And it looks, I would hope that it'd be the next meeting. But at number 10, we're talking about scheduling executive session.
Janet?
Yes, Janet.
I just wanted to amend or rephrase that I move that item 8 is to be moved to executive session as determined by item 10.
Thank you.
And I'm going to email.
Could you send it right? Yes, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Sasha?
Are there any objections to what Janet just said about it? And we should get an email shortly. Moving number 8 to executive session, which could be decided in number 10 on the agenda.
Sasha with a comment.
Yes, Sasha.
So I just did pound, pound 8, and there are 11 people on the call.
Pound, pound 4.
Right, and there are 11 people on the call.
Yeah, we have 10 members, and some people think that the streamer still has his line open.
Okay.
So I don't know that, but, you know, maybe that's the way to do it. Thank you.
No, wait. Excuse me. I didn't. Did I hear that right? That there are 10 people answering the roll, but 11 people were on the line?
Janet?
Yeah, the streamer counts as one. Let's move on.
I didn't get it. Who's the 11th?
It probably the person streaming, Frank. That's been said about three times already. Thank you.
My hearing aids don't work very well with the phone.
Thank you. Any objection to Janet's motion to move this item 8 to executive session to be decided at number 10? Hearing no objection, that is approved. And now we go on to the next item, which is 2014 and 15 audit status.
Janet, point of order.
Yes.
Unless I missed it. So it's my understanding we just approved my amendment to the agenda, so now we have to approve the agenda as amended.
You're right. The whole agenda. Is there any objection to the agenda as amended? Hearing no objections, the agenda is approved, and we will move to number 7, which is anything to do with the 2014 and 2015 audit status. Okay, I wrote to Sam Agarwal, and who's the chief financial officer, and to Grant Lamb, and the indications are that the 2014 audit is wrapping up, and they're reviewing some drafts of financial statements, and so we should be hearing shortly that things are completed, and then the auditor thinks they would want to meet with us to discuss the financial statements. So that should be happening, I guess, within the next week. That's what I know. Because they said that there's a comment in here that says there are also a handful of open items to close out the audit. So in other words, they're almost there, but let's hope they can close out that handful of items. That's from Grant Lamb. Let's see.
Point of information. Janet, point of information. And then Janet, point of information.
Nancy Sabara Naratomi.
Yes. Could I ask everybody to mute your phone when you're not talking? Because I hear background noise. That's all.
Thank you. And was the next Janet, was it?
Janet, yeah.
Yes. Go ahead, Janet.
Well, just a question. Maybe you did say it, but it maybe got mixed in with all the other things. You just said, is the auditor and the CFO, are they aware that you are the audit chair?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. So I think, I don't know anything about whether they're moving ahead to the 2015 audit, but the 2014 audit seems to be almost done, according to both Grant Lamb and the CFO, Sam Agarwal. So we'll see what happens. We should be hearing something shortly. I would guess a week or so. I would be surprised if it was sooner. Okay, and let's see. Now we have item 9, I think. Let's see. Yeah, we got rid of 8. Move it to executive session. 9 is discussion of the next meeting date and possibility of scheduling regular meetings. Like as if somebody wanted to always meet on the 7th Saturday of the month. I know there's no 7th Saturday, but that's what I mean. Like a certain date and week number, certain day and week number, in the future. We don't have to decide that now. We can think about that till the next meeting, but let's at least select the next meeting day. Does anybody have any suggestions?
Janet?
Go ahead, Janet.
Well, I'm looking at June right now, and today is this is Thursday, but I'm wondering whether June 15th, which is a Wednesday, which is wide open, is a possibility. And maybe even for regular meetings the third Wednesday of the month.
Well, personally, I like that suggestion. Any other comments?
Yeah, this is Pinchback. Unfortunately, Wednesdays are a very bad day for me because of my work schedule. I'm almost, because my work schedule is because of LSB requirement. We have our LSB meetings at Debbie on Wednesdays. But Wednesdays are very, very, very bad for me.
Well, I think the Wednesday LSB meetings for three stations are the second Wednesday of the month.
Exactly. But those other Wednesdays, I have to work. I literally have to take that one Wednesday off just to attend the
LSB.
Yes.
And this is Sasha. Wednesdays don't work for me ever.
Okay. Anybody have any other suggestions?
Janet.
Yes, Janet. I'm not looking at the calendar yet.
I am. Monday, June 20th is open, which would be the third Monday in June.
Okay. Anybody having problems with June 20th?
In July, that third Monday is already taken by the personnel committee, but which I'm on, by the way, so I couldn't. Anyway, so what about the fourth Monday?
The fourth Monday?
27th. 27th. The 20th or the
27th? Let me say this. Tuesday, nobody said anything about Tuesdays. I don't know whether there are any other committee meetings that usually run on Tuesdays, but Tuesdays are wide open for me. I don't know how to talk for anybody else. Any Tuesday of the month is open for me.
Okay. This is William. I'm looking
Janet.
At and Janet. Go ahead, Janet.
Well, actually, so the third Tuesday has been the Finance Committee, so the fourth Tuesday could work, possibly.
Which would be June 28th?
So, yes.
Okay, that's not too. We're already at the 26th, so that's just a little over 4 weeks. Anybody have a problem with that? June 28th would be, and it's a Tuesday, the fourth Tuesday. And
this is Nancy from KPFT. I believe Wesley works on Tuesday nights.
That is correct.
Well. So we've got people working on two of our dates that we picked.
How about a Friday?
Personally, I don't like Fridays. I hope nobody else likes Fridays either. It's a weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, Fridays are really good for me, though.
Okay, and in June... did somebody say that Mondays were never any good, or that was Tuesdays and Wednesdays? We have Monday the 27th. Did somebody talk about that already? I think somebody said Monday the 20th, and that wasn't good.
27th is the fifth Monday, so that's usually not the fifth of each month.
No, it's the fourth.
Never mind. Sorry.
Okay.
The 29th is a Wednesday. That's the fifth Wednesday. There's probably nothing scheduled with that.
It is the fifth Wednesday.
Yeah, I know I can't do Wednesdays. I can do Mondays. I can do Mondays except the second Monday of each month. I know it sounds complicated, but that's because of my work schedule. The arrangements I made because of LSB meetings on Wednesday. So, for the second, any Monday I'm good, except for the second Monday of each month.
Janet?
Janet, go ahead.
Yeah, sorry. So Wednesday the 29th is a coordinating committee meeting. I'm on that committee. But the fourth Monday, June 27th. So far, it seems like nobody has a problem with either just the one time, June 27th, or the fourth Monday of each month being our regular time. So I'm going to propose that.
Okay, this is William. Janet, you said, I believe you said that you were 29th with coordinating committee. Coordinating committee is the 22nd, which is the fourth Wednesday.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Sorry.
So did anybody have a problem with that fourth Wednesday, fifth Wednesday?
Yes, I've been saying multiple times, I can't do Wednesday.
Okay. So we seem to be left with Monday the 27th. Does anybody have a problem with that?
Monday the 27th?
Monday, June 27th.
I'm clear.
Okay. Any objection to meeting on the next meeting on Monday, June 27th? Okay. Hearing no objections, Monday, June 27th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern is what will be our next meeting. And,
Janet?
Yes, Janet?
So what about, I'd like to move that we have our regular meetings on the 4th Monday every month.
Second.
The 4th what? Monday every month. So the next fourth Monday in July is the 25th. In August, it's the 22nd, and whatever. I'm just proposing that we have our regular meeting time, the fourth Monday every month.
That sounds good.
Seconded.
Sorry, it wasn't what I recognized.
This is Nancy from KPFT.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Fourth Monday is the Green Party General Meeting, and I don't mind missing a few, but I don't want to miss all of them.
This is William. I'll send out a poll to all committee members to try to come up with consensus on a permanent date, and we could decide it at the next meeting. Not based only on the poll, but we will have the poll. How does that sound?
Great.
I thought we were pretty close to a decision now.
I'm sorry, Ron, I missed that. You're pretty close to what?
I was thinking that we were pretty close to a decision. The only objection to the Mondays the Green Party, which you said she's willing to miss, occasionally, not all the time. But it's not like it's a job, so, if you know what I mean.
Well, maybe it's not like a job to you, but maybe it's
No. Don't take it there. What I'm saying is I know it's important. Absolutely important. My question is, if you can miss some of those meetings, okay, and if we can find out, if it's just one meeting, it sounds like we got people right now that aren't participating because they're not online or they're not with us tonight. So we'll always have somebody missing, but she's saying that she won't be missing all the time.
This is Nancy from KPFT. May I reiterate?
Go ahead, Nancy.
The fourth Monday of every month is a general meeting for the Green Party, and I don't mind missing sometimes, but I don't want to miss throughout the whole year. But that's not a Pacifica conflict. I mean, it's not like anyway. So forget about what I said. I'll try to do two at the same time, but I don't like that.
Nancy Sorden to the stack.
Go ahead, Nancy Sorden.
I think if we're trying to establish a regular meeting schedule, we should take people's outside obligations into consideration that are on this committee, okay? Now, not everybody, people that are not on this committee, that might not be a good night for them,
but they're not on this committee. But the people on this committee, we should, if they're involved in some other activity, they shouldn't have to drop it to be
Nobody's asking anybody to drop anything. She's already made a statement about what she can do.
Janet, to the stack.
Go ahead, Janet.
Oh, just that it might not be possible for us to find a particular day of the week or of the week of the month that everybody on the committee might be available based on other commitments, which that's understandable. So I do support William sending out a poll with some options.
And this is the chair, William. I think with a third of the committee missing, that's not a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
We only have 10 of 15 here, so I'd like to do that.
Sasha for the stack.
Go ahead, Sasha.
Well, if you all will recall, we've done this sort of rounds every single meeting, and we've never find a date that works for everyone, and that's when, you know, there only were a person or two missing. So I want to say that I hope we don't spend every meeting spending a half an hour or more trying to find a date that consistently will work, because we haven't been able to do it yet. I'm suggesting that we find a date month by month, you know, and that we not spend every single month going through the same conference. But.
Okay, so I sort of agree with that. This is William, Chair. I'm going to send out the poll, and if it doesn't come up with anything significant, we may end up just doing month to month, but we'll try at the next meeting to come up with some actual day and week number that will work for people.
Point of information, Nancy from KPFT.
Yes.
So we decided on the 27th of June,
yes.
Right?
The next meeting is Monday the 27th, and I'm going to send out a poll. And then let's see, we were number 10. On this agenda is to schedule an executive session, and I suggest it's the same date as the next meeting. So I'm suggesting that on the 27th of June, we also set aside like 9:30 or 10 o'clock, maybe 10 o'clock, to have a half-hour executive session for minutes and the discussion of the management letters. Or 9:30, let's say 9:30. So we meet from 8:30 to 9:30. In open session, then 9:30 to 10:30 in executive session. Any objections to that idea?
Janet.
Go ahead, Janet.
I don't have an objection. I'm just I just want to say that it's my understanding that for committees, the chairs can make motions. So you were saying this is an idea, so I'm wondering whether you're making...
It actually says that on the agenda, so I'm just reading from the agenda.
I'm just saying, and I agree. Anyway, I agree with your proposal.
Okay.
Vipital Adam?
Yes, Venetia.
Can we talk, since we seem to have time and... sorry if maybe I missed something because I'm having trouble hearing, but can we talk about the management letters today? Can we go into executive session and talk about that today?
I would rather not, and I don't think other people do. And I would go for having the it at the next meeting.
Sasha with a question.
Yeah, also, I wanted to provide notice to the people that are missing this meeting. They might want to be involved in that discussion. And was that Sasha wanted to speak?
Yeah, I had a question. So when you say management letter, what are you referring to? Is that
the auditors every year create, I used to think it was one letter, but I think it's actually two different letters that go to management, and nowadays they're considered confidential, so it's like for management, and the PNB and the audit committee.
What is the content? I mean, what is the purpose of the
content? Content is things that they found wanting, things lacking in Pacifica's way of doing business.
I see.
And
Janet.
Recommendations. Yes, Janet.
Well, it's also how, you know, addressed to, you know, how management is operating, and that's why it would be in executive session. But I'm going to request that sometimes the letters are called, actually, the name is management letter, but for 2013, I believe, it's not called that, but it is. So I'm going to request that William send out to the committee the management letter for that we're going to be discussing at the next executive session, which I support it being on June 27th.
Yes, I could do that. Thank you.
Question?
Yes, Ron.
This, my concern is more, I should say, if you send those management letters that are supposed to be confidential via email, I am very concerned that that information will be leaked, create issues beyond our control. I don't know what the idea is, but I'm very concerned about any type of letter like that,
right.
Because it amounts to an evaluation of management.
Your own point. Anybody else want to address that?
This is Sasha. I think he made a great point.
Okay.
Janet.
Go ahead, Janet.
Well, there is, and I agree, it's a risk, but there are possibly other options. There's a way to upload the letter to to a space on the Pacifica list, and for the committee members to be given access. Anyway, I don't know. I'm just proposing some other alternatives, which is complicated.
Le Fever on the stack, please.
Yeah, Frank, go ahead.
Yeah. It was Ron that was wondering about the leakage. There are really two ways that there could be leakage. One is if somebody's email is hacked, you know, and somebody can get access to it, or if somebody is sharing email with somebody else. And that would cause disclosure even if we just posted a link to go to MediaFire or whoever cloud storage had the letters stored. So that'd be the same situation as if you hadn't sent as an attachment. And the other way it could be leaked is that somebody who receives the papers legitimately chooses individually to leak it, and we don't have any control over that. I mean, it depends on the honesty and good intent of the committee members.
Janet?
Go ahead, Janet.
I'm not suggesting it be uploaded to any kind of outside source like MediaFire. Is that what it's called? I'm suggesting it be the letter be posted to a Pacifica controlled space, like when the different resumes and interviews for when the PNB was considering hiring different, you know, the CFO and the ED, that's what was done. That only PNB members had access to that on the Pacifica space, you know.
That's right.
Servers. So that's what I'm suggesting, and I believe Otis can help with that.
This is William. I know that people on last year's audit committee already have it, and who, and I don't know what their intentions are with the copies that they have. This thing is a year old already. It's the 2013 comments, which came out in May of 2015, so it's a year old. I don't think it's going to hurt anybody in iota if I send the members of the committee email.
Well, with Supervisor Brown, Brown on request.
Hello?
I'm sorry, you're coming in blurry.
Anybody
try again?
Still there?
Ron.
Try again, Ron.
Yeah, I was, even though it's an old report, it may fuel fire to whatever issues, you know, some of these managers may be having. I agree with Nancy there that there are ways to do this to protect, you know, confidentiality. And that's all I'm suggesting. I'm not saying that it not be set. I'm just saying that we just need to do everything we can to make the process as confidential as possible.
A point of information, William?
Yes, go ahead, Frank.
Am I right in thinking that this is something which I probably already have received as an attachment last year?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's up. It's already on my computer somewhere. I go, you have to do a search for letters from the audit committee, and I've already got it.
Okay, well,
Janet,
let me just say something. I'll speak with consult with Pacifica technical people and see how they can help us out, and if there's some way to do this more confidential.
Janet. Yeah, sorry. So, yeah, the last year's audit committee members probably have it, but we have new audit committee members this year, including myself, by the way. So that, you know, it could be limited to just sharing it with new committee members, but that doesn't feel good to me either. It could be the whole committee, but anyway, I'll stop there.
Thank you. Well, you're still there. So I'll do that. I will talk with the technical people to see if we can do something like what Janet was talking about or something else. And so we'll have that by the next meeting, which is June 27th, on Monday at 8:30 Eastern Time. And I don't think we agreed yet on having the executive session at 9:30 the same night. Does anybody have an objection to that? Okay, hearing no objection. We're going to meet on Monday, June 27th at 8:30 Eastern Time for open session, 9:30 for executive session. And
Nancy?
Number 11, somebody say something?
I'll let you finish, Nancy Sorden, to the staff.
I was just going to go on to say the next item is other business, if any, but go ahead, Nancy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just wanted to double check. I'm thinking back to our previous meetings, and I'm trying to remember. I think we already asked that the current auditor be rehired, and I was wondering if that was done for the 2015 audit.
Janet, point of personal privilege.
Go ahead, Janet.
Yes.
Somebody is chopping or something, preparing dinner. Can everybody go on mute who's not speaking? Thank you.
And
were you able to hear me?
No.
You were a little choppy. No pun intended.
I just wanted to see if we followed through with hiring our the current audit company for the 2015 audit?
To my knowledge, that we don't know that for sure yet.
Is there anything that we need to do to make sure that that happens ASAP?
I believe the former pro tem chair wrote and got some kind of assurance that it was going to happen, but so
yeah, okay.
We'll see. We're waiting. I think the theory was that when we finish 14 and probably pay for 14, they'll move on to 15, but we don't know that until it really happens, actually.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Any other business?
Sasha with the stack.
Go ahead, Sasha.
So are the auditors going to move forward with anything without being paid, or have they been paid?
No, we don't know that. Oh, I believe I know that the CFO said they have not been paid completely. And I think that means that we still owe them a whole bunch of money. So I don't know how that's going to be raised. And that's
Janet.
So
go ahead, Janet.
Well, just that, I believe, is related to the 2015 audit. That I don't think that 2015 audit could go forward with the same auditors unless they are paid for the 2014 audit. So that's an issue. Yeah.
I agree. I think that's what I attempted to say a few minutes ago. Okay. Any other business? Okay. I move to, we'll adjourn. We have completed the agenda. Thank you. Everybody have a good night.
Thank you. Good night. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody. Have a good holiday.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.